Well, Congress may or may not cut your taxes, but Whole Foods and their new bosses at Amazon are going to try to cut your grocery bill. Amazon officially took control over Whole Foods on Monday after paying a cool $13 billion for it back in June. For a coming out this week, Amazon cut prices in some locations of the country's biggest premium grocer by up to 43%. Joining me to discuss what this means both for the grocery stores and for consumers who shop there, Britton Ladd, a strategy consultant who worked at Amazon between 2015 and 2017 on international retail and grocery operations. Britton, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Nice to speak with you.
What's behind Amazon's decision not only to buy Whole Foods in the first place in June, but then to turn around and drop prices like they did this week?
Primarily, the reason why Amazon acquired Whole Foods is that there is a very large segment of customers who want to inspect and select the product they buy, especially as it relates to fruits, vegetables, meat, eggs, so forth. And Amazon knew that in order to gain the most market share, to be able to delight the most customers, they needed a physical retail presence, and Whole Foods fit their needs perfectly. The reason why they cut food prices is that Amazon really has to be able to send a strong signal to customers that the whole era of whole paycheck is now gone. And they also wanted to send a very strong message to their competitors that Amazon isn't afraid of a price war and that Amazon is in this thing to win it.
So in terms of food retail, then, dropping prices at Whole Foods, is this Amazon, you know, exchanging margin on items, less money they get per item in exchange for bringing in a broader range of customers into the store?
Correct. And here's the thing to remember. Amazon isn't concerned about margin. Amazon is not concerned whether they make any money on their groceries in the beginning. And the reason is because they are not wanting to be a grocery retailer. They are wanting to reimagine the grocery experience. The only way that they can collect the data they need to be able to learn what consumers want is to get as many of those consumers to now start turning to Whole Foods. And it's through that process that you'll see Amazon tweak the methodology going forward, tweak the stores going forward. But what Amazon is really needing to do at this stage is get data, gain understanding, and if they have to sacrifice margin for that, that's just simply not a concern for them.
So a massive retail and social experiment going on behind the scenes as we shop for our food at Whole Foods, which will be a little bit cheaper now. You actually recommended back in 2012, when you were at Amazon, that they do this, that they buy Whole Foods. Why did that seem like a good move at the time?
Well, it's interesting. I actually wrote a paper in 2012 called A Beautiful Way to Save Woolworths, where in the paper I argued that Amazon was actually a very weak retailer when it came to groceries because of their online model. And I did two things. I designed a store for Amazon, and then I made a recommendation they acquire Whole Foods. But I actually did that while I was working as a consultant for Deloitte. I wasn't working for Amazon at the time. So when I joined Amazon, I began to speak openly about the importance of Amazon looking at making an acquisition, going much deeper into physical retail. But in 2012, it was clear to me, and just as it's clear to me today, Amazon will never be a major player in groceries without a very strong physical retail presence. And that's one of the major reasons why Amazon acquired Whole Foods. They understand that very well.
So, Britton, we have to let you go, but just a quick word on what could go wrong here. Consumers like better prices, no problem there. What's the downside?
Well, the downside is that no matter what Amazon does, it doesn't move the needle. And I've been very vocal in stating that if Amazon isn't careful, Whole Foods could turn out to be their bridge too far. I don't anticipate that happening, but Amazon absolutely can run into trouble. Let's not forget, Whole Foods was a failing retailer when Amazon acquired them, and that won't change overnight simply because Amazon is now the owner.
You go shopping at Whole Foods, and it's not about the groceries that you acquire. Amazon is watching you. They want to know what you buy and why. Britton Ladd, strategy consultant, thank you so much.
You're welcome.